Less than 24 hours after the big election announcement, both the blocs have swung into action, with stars hitting the road to 2024. It's a battle of optics, certainly, with the Andhra Dream Team making a comeback and the Prime Minister sharing the stage with the BJP's former allies, Chandrababu Naidu's TDP and Janasena's Pawan Kalyan. The big question, can they take on the juggernaut? Well, and can they recreate the 2014 victory? While it was star power all the way in Andhra Pradesh, in battleground Maharashtra, Rahul Gandhi rallied the India bloc leaders. While most opposition leaders were present at the grand closing of Rahul Gandhi's nearly 7,000-kilometre march, the absence of others didn't go unnoticed. As the campaign picks up, alliances in key states still remain elusive, both for the NDA as well as the India bloc. But tonight on Left, Right and Centre, we set the stage for what is going to be a heated battle for the Lok Sabha polls. Let's take a look at how that politics played out through the day.
Aaj main aap sab ke beech Andhra Pradesh mein hu. Yahan mujhe Kotap Konda se Brahma Vishnu और महेश तीनों का आशीर्वाद मिल रहा है. त्रिदेवों के इस आशीर्वाद से हमारी सरकार के तीसरे कार्यकाल में देश और भी बड़े निर्णय लेगा. आप सब देखिए, ये संयोग देखिए, इस बार चुनावों के परिणाम 4 जून को आने वाले हैं. अब पूरा देश कह रहा है 4 जून को 400 पार. नालगो वनलो दाताली एनडीए की वोट वेयाली.
हम शक्ति से लड़ रहे हैं, एक शक्ति से लड़ रहे हैं. अब सवाल उठता है, वो शक्ति क्या है? राजा की आत्मा ईवीएम में है, ईडी में है, सीबीआई में है, इनकम टैक्स डिपार्टमेंट में है. एक वरिष्ठ नेता, नाम नहीं लेना चाहता हूं, इसी प्रदेश के एक वरिष्ठ नेता कांग्रेस पार्टी को छोड़ते हैं और रो के कहते हैं, मेरी मां से रो के कहते हैं कि सोनिया जी, मुझे शर्म आ रही है, मेरे में इन लोगों से, इस शक्ति से डरने लड़ने की हिम्मत नहीं है, मैं जेल नहीं जाना चाहता हूं.
फ्रॉम कन्याकुमारी, योर जर्नी हैज रीच मुंबई टुडे, दिस विल रीच दिल्ली सून. पीएम मोदी डिड ओनली 2 थिंग्स इन लास्ट 10 इयर्स. वन इज फॉरेन ट्रिप्स, another is fake propaganda. We must stop this now. From the day we formed India Alliance, BJP stopped using the very term India. Such is their fear. That is why PM Modi stooped down to defend our alliance. He calls India Alliance corrupt, but electoral bond scam proved BJP is corrupt.
आज एक तरफ जहां नफरत फैलाया जा रहा है, जहां देश के संवैधानिक संस्थानों को हाईजैक किया जा रहा है, अस्थाई सरकारों को, चुनी हुई सरकारों को, लोकतंत्र में मतदान जो आप लोगों ने किया, वैसी सरकारों को खरीदा जा रहा है ईडी सीबीआई के जरिए. कोई मोदी जी को हराने के लिए नहीं, उस सोच को हराने के लिए जो देश को बांटना चाहती है, उसके लिए हम लोग एक हुए हैं।
And joining me on Left, Right and Center tonight, we have a power-packed panel. Shehzad Poonawala is with us in studio. Amitabh Tiwari is also with us, political strategist. Sanjay Jha, political analyst, is also with us. And our very own Uma Sudhir, executive editor, joining us from Hyderabad. Thanks very much for joining us, all of you, on Left, Right and Center. Going across to you first, Shehzad, and let me take quick opening comments from all of you. Well, it's certainly a battle for optics. And while, by and large, the optics may be on your side, do you think that at Rahul Gandhi's Mumbai rally today, are the opposition leaders at least making a strong case for federalism? Would you agree?
You know, the reason why we say June 4, 400 par is not because of optics, it's because of substance. I remember having several of these conversations with similar panelists at the time of the state assembly elections, where Sanjay Jha used to keep saying, look, Madhya Pradesh, you're going to lose, Chhattisgarh, you're going to lose, Rajasthan, you're going to lose. And today what has happened? And that is because we have delivered. In fact, pro-incumbency has become a term in the vocabulary of the likes of Mr. Tiwari only after Modi ji has arrived on the scene. And therefore, we repeat governments. Madhya Pradesh repeated. You've seen Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, the central government being repeated on the back of performance, because we're delivering on the ground, whether it's taking people out of poverty, whether it's taking the economy forward, whether it's delivering social welfare to lakhs and crores of people. On the one hand, that is a mission and vision. On the other hand, you know, the irony is, I come from Maharashtra. Shivaji Park used to see Bal Thackeray ji roar, and used to roar on issues of UCC, on CAA, on issues of 370, on issues of Ram Mandir, on issues of Hindutva. Today, who was with him? Optics, because you've spoken of. Stalin, whose son is saying Hindutva should be finished. Then you have Omar Abdullah, Farooq Abdullah, who say 370 should be restored. Then you have Rahul Gandhi, whose entire Congress party has been abusing and dividing India into North and South. And on the caste lines, these were things that Baasaheb Thackeray, if he would be watching, he would be saying, Uddhav, tune ye kya kar diya?
That's an interesting point. And Sanjay Jha, come in on this. Is this the reason why seat sharing talks are taking so much time, because perhaps it's not a natural alliance? Nobody could have imagined a day where you'll have, you know, Uddhav Thackeray allying with the Congress and sort of coming together on issues. But seat sharing is proving still to be a major challenge, not just for the India bloc, but also the NDA. Do you think it's because it's not a natural alliance? And also the point that Shehzad raised on messaging and delivery.
Vedant, good evening. All alliances are a function of accommodation and flexibility, and that process is on. By the way, already there has been seat sharing in Uttar Pradesh and in various states along with the Aam Aadmi Party. I don't think I've heard of anything from the NDA. But let me answer the fundamental point. You are dealing today with the Bharatiya Janata Party, which I think is the most criminal, communal and corrupt political party since our history. Look at the one example of electoral bonds. This is, by the way, not just about financial skullduggery. It's about governance. It's about abuse of power. It's about corruption. It's about criminality. It's about abuse of agencies. You think the people of this country are blind to fall for Narendra Modi's rhetoric on whatever charts or whatever he says? People realize these are nothing but hollow hyperbole, which all political parties say. No political party campaigns and says, I'm going to lose an election. Everybody says, I'm going to win a majority. The larger point, though, we cannot ignore, that what did Rahul Gandhi say in today's speech? And I think I'm sure you also want to get to the bottom of it. Can you imagine a leader of the Congress party had to call and tell Mrs. Sonia Gandhi in tears that I'm being pressurized and forced into resigning from the Congress party?
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll be sent to jail. This is not normal politics, Vedant. This is mafia rule.
Okay.
This is what we call in Mumbai as Supari politics.
Sanjay, the point you made on electoral bonds, a valid one. You know, there are many questions yet to be answered as far as the electoral bonds are concerned. We still cannot do 2+2 because a lot of data is still not in the public domain. But Amitabh Tiwari, do these things resonate with the voter? Because, you know, while we're talking about, you know, these themes, you know, federalism, competitive welfarism, etc., the fact is that the Modi message resonates with the voters. Do you think the opposition needs to find a language to communicate with the voters and make these points and sort of make these points reach to the voter, these very valid points that the opposition leaders are talking about?
Yeah, so the points are fairly valid, because if you see across surveys, unemployment, price rise, agri distress are issues.
Yes.
However, this needs to be taken down to the booth level voter and explained to the voter that these are the issues and how the India bloc or the Congress party is going to solve these issues, because just raising issues would not work. Coming on the electoral bonds issue, so now both the groups, because let's say NDA or BJP has got around 50% and the other parties have got around 50% of the donations. Now it is an issue. But now to establish the quid pro quo deals is very difficult because there is very less time. And again, it's a matter of optics. Can the opposition label BJP as a corrupt party? Can it make that charge in public? And can it prove that charge in the public? Right. That is going to be the key deciding factor whether they will be able to raise this issue. And Maharashtra has always been a tricky state for pollsters, even for the past 5 years, because the political landscape has changed.
Yes, and right now with Maharashtra, Amitabh, as you said, you just cannot say. It can go sort of either ways. But Uma Sudhir is also with us. And Uma, Andhra Pradesh, we were talking about alliances. And even in Andhra, many would look at this alliance between the TDP, the BJP and Janasena with some amount of cynicism. Because, you know, you have Chandrababu Naidu opposing the BJP on their special status row. And many would point out that there's resentment within Andhra Pradesh also against the BJP. How do you look at this alliance? You know, while the optics may be great, but going beyond it and sort of looking at the arithmetic, how do you look at this?
Vedant, it's very interesting that the Prime Minister went to Andhra Pradesh and spoke about the Indy Alliance. He knows very well that neither the YSRCP nor the Janasena nor the TDP is having anything to do with the Indy Alliance. But he sought to bring a comparison between the Indy Alliance and his own alliances, because he said Indy Alliance has the habit of use and throw. He made a reference to Kerala, West Bengal and to Punjab and said the left and the Congress there, the left and the TMC in West Bengal, and again the AAP and the Congress in Punjab. He said the kind of differences that they are having, and contrast that with what was happening in Andhra Pradesh. Chandrababu Naidu, who has, yes, left the NDA twice in the past, and in 2018, in fact, called him names which would have seemed like a situation from where he could never have come back. Today, Chandrababu Naidu on stage was doing a U-turn. He almost did a Nitish Kumar. He, for the benefit of Mr. Modi, he was speaking in Hindi and in English, and in fact said that I pledge to stand by you. Main vada karta hun. That is what Mr. Naidu said, that I pledge to stand by you. And he's doing a U-turn there and praising Modi to the skies, and right. Modi also as though all is forgotten about what's happened in the past, and there was a cordiality that he had maintained, and right. said that it's only NDA that's the answer to development, whether it is in Andhra Pradesh or in the rest of the country. And Chandrababu Naidu, I should say, went quite overboard in his praise. I mean, his most of his speech was about Mr. Modi and why it was important for them to have that alliance. Right. So that's the contrast that Mr. Modi sought to draw between the kind of alliances that India alliance is making and the NDA.
Very interesting there. And Shehzad, come in on this, because this point about use and throw, you know, you have Mr. Modi back on stage with Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, and sort of, as Uma pointed out, maintaining that cordiality. And of course, you have Nitish Kumar back in the NDA fold. So does this use and throw alliance politics not apply to you as well?
We never ever broke relations with anybody. If Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, after going to the people, has realized that his commentary was wrong, he has come back. And see, I can see BJP on the stage. I'll tell you how. Babu, Chandrababu,
yes.
Jannayak Modi J,
yeah.
and Pawan.
Yeah.
So that is BJP for you. Anyways, now coming to the major point. I know you like my acronym, but just give me 30
more
seconds.
You can't take credit for this. Our colleague Uma Sudhir, I think, coined this.
All right, so I give her the credit. Uma is a very, Uma and TS both are very fantastic reporters. But having said that, let me come to a larger point. See, whatever was said in the past, today Aam Aadmi Party has alliance with them in Delhi. In Punjab, they are calling Congress Beiman.
Yeah.
They are saying Ekthi Congress. In Bengal, they allegedly have alliance in the entire country. But in Bengal, Didi is saying that you will not get 40 seats. And Rashtrapati Shasan is demanded by Adhiranjan Chaudhary. Okay. In Kerala, leftists have said, why not chodo to Rahul Gandhi? And they are on the stage with him at Shivaji Park. And one point, because on the electoral bonds, you know, if you are going to add 2 and 2 and make it 4, then almost 14,000 crores of bonds have gone to party with 242 MPs.
But that's, 303 that's
MPs
an entirely
have,
different debate.
Just give me 10 seconds, because you know, he's made that point 2 times. But today, after the disclosure of the links of Future Gaming with DMK, after the disclosure of IFB Agro with TMC, the disclosure of Hetero with BRS, I think the question marks are on the Indian alliance when the electoral
question
bonds
marks
are concerned.
Shehzad, equally is on so, the BJP also because BJP is the highest beneficiary of the electoral
one case.
Bond.
You know, that doesn't mean that that's wrong.
There are many
wrong.
Quid pro quos involved. Let's not
no,
get
no,
into
no.
this.
No, no, no. I'm saying let's
debate.
Have a discussion right now on
no,
which accusation. Because he may... Because
the
see, last 10 seconds. Last 10 seconds. Last 10 seconds. Just 10 seconds
focus.
More. Within 10 seconds.
Focus.
I'm focusing on 10 seconds more. Because Sanjay Jha said criminal, communal and corrupt. The courts have said that Mr. Lalu Prasad is a criminal, corrupt politician four times. And as far as communal is concerned, Sanjay and his party used to call Uddhav Sena as responsible for the Mumbai riots. Today they are in alliance with them.
Okay. Sanjay, come in on this point. The point Shehzad made earlier about, you know, ex-allies returning to the NDA fold, they also don't see an alternative. I mean, you had a fair chance with the India bloc. Many would say you blew it up. And what do allies do? What do regional satraps do? Many would say that they're forced to return to the NDA fold.
Vedant, let me tell you, you're a seasoned journalist. Everyone knows what is going on. I mean, there's a case today of somebody who's left the Congress party because she got threatened by the ET. You know, everybody knows what is going on in India's thuggery, whether we choose to be politically correct. That is our case. But here is the point. I believe this election is going to be a battle of the way we see our country going forward. I will just give you one example since Shehzad mentioned Kolkata. There is this famous case of a Kolkata judge, I think his name is Mr. Gangopadhyay, who quit the BJP recently and who quit his job as a judge and joined the BJP. And when he was asked a question in a TV program on a rapid fire, what is your choice between Nathuram Godse and Mahatma Gandhi? What's your choice? Anybody would have expected him to say Mahatma Gandhi. Guess what he said? I'll have to think about it. This is the ideology of hate of the BJP. Can you imagine a judge who must have given verdicts at this point of time joining the BJP and telling you that he's in a dilemma to choose between
Godse and
Gandhi?
But at the same time, you also have an ex-IPS joining the TMC. So, you know, it's sort of, it works both ways.
Just 10 seconds because
I'll come back to you, Shehzad, but let me go across to Amitabh Tiwari on the point Sanjay made about pressure. You know, pressure from, say, the Enforcement Directorate, the CBI. Many would say that, you know, these alliances or these alliance partners returning to the NDA fold is because of pressure. Amitabh Tiwari, your response to that.
You see, politics is the art of managing contradictions, and some of the allies who have returned may have returned due to pressure from ED, CBI, but I see no connection with at least Nitish Kumar or RLD for that matter. Mm. Correct. And Sanjay Jha is mentioning about the politician who called up Sonia Gandhi and was practically crying, but the same politician took a Rajya Sabha ticket from BJP. Correct.
Yes.
And was sent to the Rajya Sabha. So all of this keeps on happening in politics. On both sides, we have a lot of contradictions and alliances who had called out each other, now joining hands for the sake of power and for the sake of delivering justice to the vote banks they represent.
I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time and I'll come to Shehzad. I'll give you the last 10 seconds. But going across to Uma, you know, as Uma, somebody as who has the ear to the ground, who has been a journalist for decades now, as far as the South is concerned, do you see, you know, the Modi magic, so to speak, because that is really the big political messaging of the BJP, brand Modi. How much do you see that resonating with voters from the South?
Modi magic is there in the south of the country as well, no denying that. But the BJP has not organically grown here the way it has grown in the north of the country. And that's the problem that the BJP is facing in each of these states. When Mr. Narendra Modi comes in, when he does a roadshow, there are the crowds there. There is that adulation for Mr. Modi. That is undeniable. But the BJP, for instance, in Telangana, you're seeing that there is no talent that is homegrown for the BJP. And that's why you had 9 of the 15 names that they have announced for the Telangana Lok Sabha elections. They are all from BRS pedigree because they don't have their own talent. And that's the problem perhaps in Tamil Nadu, where you see an Annamalai who is becoming popular and so on. But they are not organically, they have not grown there, and they are trying to do that leapfrog, and that not yet working, I would think.
Right. Shehzad, quick, last 10 seconds to you. I'm completely running out of time.
You know, Sanjay Jha will selectively pick up Supreme Court verdicts he likes, but forgets that ED, CBI, 14 parties appealed against them and the Supreme Court found nothing amounting. And Mamata Banerjee under CBI pressure. Is Punjab Aam Aadmi Party not doing an alliance under CBI pressure?
Okay.
Is the pressure on the left to kick out Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad? So I think this kind of lazy analysis is convenient for people who spend their time playing tennis in South Bombay, but this is not the reality of the country.
Personal,
no, I didn't mean Sanjay.
Thanks very much for joining us with that, all of you. Of course, across alliances still in the works. A lot of details to be ironed out. But, well, the poll bugle has been sounded with two mega rallies in two very important states today.